This is Michael Johnson of PodTech, and I'm joined on the line today by Bénédicte Lambert, who is a senior manager at Bearing Point. And today we're going to be reviewing some of the global data privacy regulations and their constraints on IT organizations. And Bénédicte, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Michael. Mm-hmm.
Now, first, for those that may not be clear on it, let's define what data privacy is when it comes to an IT organization.
Yeah, okay. So I'll try to define data privacy in the context of IT. Basically, data privacy represents the relationship between technology and the concept of keeping private the information of a person when you have to store it electronically. So the information that you have to keep private, for instance, could be your credit card number, social security number, some health information. And the different industries that we see are most sensitive to data privacy would include the healthcare industry, the financial services industry, but that could also be some federal and local agencies or governmental agencies where you may keep some criminal information or military information. So basically the challenges that we see today is how do you store, process, and transfer this sensitive and personal information to make sure that you're not violating any data privacy legislations and regulations to make sure that you protect the personal data, if you will. So, for instance, you could be a large financial services institution here in the U.S. With some presence in Europe, and you may decide to process all your client portfolio information here in the U.S. And the regulations on data privacy between the U.S. and Europe are very different, and you need to make sure that you're going to accommodate the European legislations when you're processing and storing the information here in the U.S.
So what are some of the things that are facing some of these large companies that weren't facing them 10 to 15 years ago? And why have some of those regulations changed? I mean, there's been a lot of changes in just how the world does business over that period. But maybe you can talk about some of those additional challenges.
Yeah. So the first thing I'd like to say is that those regulations about data privacy, they're rather like emerging, meaning that most of the countries have just adopted or they're in the process of adopting data protection legislations and regulations. So it's why we didn't have this this concern 10 years ago because it's fairly recent. So this is the first factor. But in addition, there is also the way we are doing business is changing, and there are a number of factors such as the globalization of the business. So today, the financial services organization tend to go through major merger and acquisition, and through merger and acquisition, they start to have global presence in different regions. So now we see more and more exchange between the various countries, whereas 10, 15 years ago, it was more confined to a continent or even a country. What we see also, we see an increase in the computing and data management cost. I'm sure you're aware of the digitization. We're storing more and more data electronically. So now it's becoming more and more complex to store and process the data. And most of the companies are kind of rethinking their data management strategy. So this is another factor. And then also the other factor that we see is that most of the data centers, especially in the U.S., are now reaching capacity, meaning they cannot expand anymore. So basically the company have to rethink their data center strategy and find ways of expanding and basically meeting the growth requirements of the company. Because of all those factors, most of the companies are kind of embarking in data center rationalization initiatives. And typically what they want to do, they're looking at centralizing their operations to increase the control, of course, to have like a stronger governance models and also to reduce operating costs. But this is The question we may want to ask is, can they really engage on those data center consolidation efforts and reduce the number of data centers to fewer locations without going against those data privacy regulations? So this is the major challenge that we see today.
And especially as companies, I think, go to more of that globalization model, they're going to have to be dealing in all these different countries, and they're going to have deal with each regulation that comes from different continents, different countries within that continent as well. It seems like a massive challenge. What's going to be the real impact of these regulations on the way that IT organizations will build themselves and expand, as you were mentioning before?
Yeah, so I think you're right. It's a real challenge because this is really emerging and it's still being developed and it's very complex. And I think that before going into the impact on the company, maybe I should quickly give an overview of the regulations per continent or per region, if you will, because we can identify some kind of patterns between the different continents. So I'm going to go through the key highlights on data privacy regulations for North America, Europe, Latin America, and also Asia, because I think it's critical to understand the impact it's going to have on the IT organization itself. So I'm going to start with North America. And in North America, data privacy is not highly legislated. Access to private data is usually acceptable. For instance, you can get a credit report for housing purposes. In some of the industries, for instance, healthcare, there are some very strict regulations such as HIPAA, where you have to get the approval of the personal individual to release some personal information. But, I mean, other than that, like I said, it's not highly legislated in the U.S. On the contrary, in Europe, the right to data privacy is heavily regulated. It's very strict. And this is the continent where we see the most rigid data privacy laws. So basically, all the members of the European Union have adopted the same directive on data protection, and data can be exchanged freely within the European Union, but it's very difficult to export data outside of Europe. There are some exceptions, though, because there are some countries that we call European Union approved, EU approved, if you will, and those countries meet all the requirements from Europe. They've signed the Data Protection Act, and basically you can transfer data from Europe to those countries, and those countries include Switzerland, Canada, Argentina, and Gambia. But other than those countries, it's really difficult to export data out of the Europe. And it's why, in response to this very strict Data Protection Act, the U.S. Department of Commerce has created what we call the Safe Harbor Certification Program. So basically, any U.S.-based company can decide to participate in this program. And what they have to do, they have to adhere to, they have to meet some very strict requirements. There are seven principles. And if they meet those seven principles, then they can host any kind of information from European countries. But again, this is very strict, and today there are very few US-based companies that are part of this program. But if you're a global company doing some business in Europe and in the US, if you want to consolidate all your data center operation in the US, you may want to look into this Safe Harbor program and see whether this is something that could be applicable to your organization, something that you could follow. Then I'm left with two other continents, so I'm going to go quickly. So Latin America, it's very similar to North America, very limited regulation on data privacy. except few countries such as Argentina. I was just talking about Argentina. Argentina is a European approved country, so they have very strict data privacy laws, but other than that, it's not heavily regulated. And I'm going to finish with Asia. So Asia here, it's a mix. You have all kind of, every country is doing something different. So you have countries such as Taiwan, Hong Kong, Singapore. They're used to doing a lot of business with companies from the US and Europe. So they have some level of data protection. They do have some laws around data privacy. But you have other countries where there are no laws currently in effect to protect the data, such as India, such as China. In China, for instance, there is no law that's applicable to the country as a whole. And on the contrary, you have countries with like very, very strict data privacy laws, such as South Korea. And for instance, in South Korea, you cannot transfer or process any data out of the country. So if you're doing business in South Korea, all the data has to stay in South Korea. And just to finish with Japan in Asia, it's very similar to Europe. They have data privacy laws that are very that are consistent and can be compared to what we see in Europe. So in a nutshell, this is the differences we see between the different continents.
Well, it sounds like a real United Nations sort of, you know, act there, because you have so many different things. And it's new territory for a lot of people and a lot of countries on how they deal with this. And it sounds like there's obviously some cultural factors going on in there. Maybe we can talk a little bit about the impact of these regulations on the way that an IT organization builds itself and is constructed, because it sounds like a whole new territory and you have to be pretty informed about what's going on.
Yeah. You're right. Most global and large financial services organizations are trying to go through a consolidation exercise. They want to reduce the number of data centers they have, and have they go through merger and acquisition. They're trying to rationalize a little bit their operations. Basically, at a very high level, what they have three different options or choices, right? Either they want to centralize everything and operate their business from a single region, a single location, right? So that would be a centralized or global model, if you will. They can decide to follow a regional model, whereby you could have like data centers, and you could decide to have operation in each of the main regions where you're doing business, right? So, for instance, if you're doing business in the U.S., in several countries in Europe, and in several countries in Asia, you may want to have three regional sites, one in the U.S., one in Europe, and one in Asia. That would be a regional model. Or you can decide to have a complete decentralized model, where you would process the information and store the information in each country, and you would have data center operation in every country where you're doing business. So you can see advantages, disadvantages to all those different models. If you go with a highly decentralized model, of course, it's going to be very difficult to keep control over what every country is doing, to enforce the standard, to make sure you're compliant with the corporate regulations. And it's going to be more expensive, because you're going to have some redundancies, some duplication of functions, and you cannot really leverage economies of scale. On the other hand, if you go with the global and centralized model, this seems to be very appealing, because then you have really control over the environment. You can really manage the different processes you have, make sure you're compliant with the corporate standards, and you can also reduce costs by realizing economies of scale. Our recommendation to those companies, that when they don't really know at a high level which model they should follow, is more to move toward like a regional data center model rather than a central global location, because of those data regulation issues, because we start to see patterns emerging for each continent, right? So if you're contacting some business, for instance, in America, Europe, and Asia, because the laws are very strict in Europe, you may want to have some operations in Europe. You may also want to have a data center in the U.S. if you have a large footprint over there. And in Asia, it's still in the process of being built. It's still very new. It's not very mature. So it's also safer to have a data center over there and to be able to run your operations from Asia. And also what we recommend is that the company keeps some what we call local computer rooms in each country to be able to run local utility applications, and they should be flexible enough to be able to convert those computer rooms into an in-country data center if the law were to become more strict, because it's still evolving, and they might be allowed to do something, I mean, to export the data from one country to another country today, but this might as well change in a couple of years. So at a very high level, this is our recommendation. So following a regional data center model and keeping local computer room in order to be able to convert those computer rooms into an in-country data center if required.
Almost like a digital embassy in a way, yes?
Yeah. And but again, like you said, the recommendation is also that IT has to work very closely with their legal and compliance department, because it's very complex, and everything has to be, the law sometimes has to be interpreted, and you also have to negotiate sometimes with the local government to understand what you can and cannot do, because sometimes the law is still vague. But depending on the type of information that you're processing and storing, you have to make sure you involve the right parties, like, again, the IT people, but also legal and compliance, and the local authorities, from the governmental authorities from the different countries.
Well, it sounds like a very complex picture of this newly emerging world. Do you have any final thoughts, Benedict, that maybe IT managers and folks that are listening might want to keep in mind when they are dealing with some of these global data privacy regulations?
Again, I think, I mean, like you said earlier, this is very complex. This is emerging, so I think all the IT, the people in charge of IT should be working closely with legal and compliance to understand what they can, cannot do, and also to understand how those data privacy laws apply to their environment. And this is something that we rarely see in the industry. For instance, we've been working with a large insurance company recently, and they used to be primarily US-based, so they were doing most of the business here in the US. 80% of the business was coming from the US, and only 20% from international locations. And they went through an acquisition of a company with a large footprint in Asia, and they were expecting to see significant growth in Asia, and 3 years from now they wanted to have the split between the revenue coming from the U.S. versus revenue coming from Asia from 50 to 50. So they wanted to shift from 80-20 to 50-50. And the IT department started making decisions regarding where we should host the data, how we should transfer and store the data without consulting their legal and compliance department. They decided to have two major locations, two major data centers, one in the U.S. and one in China for Asia. And they started building the data center. They started processing and transferring the data in China. And they were facing three major issues. The first one is that they were also doing business in South Korea. And they found out only later on that they cannot basically take the data out of the country. The second issue they were facing is that they were also doing a lot of business in Taiwan, and the Taiwanese people, I mean, they didn't like the fact that their data was being processed in China, because China was not offering adequate level of data privacy and data security, if you will. And then the third issue they were facing is that the corporate people in the U.S. Were not very comfortable having some confidential information and also corporate financial information being stored in China, again, because of the lack of data protection here in this country. So basically, they had invested a lot of money building this site in China, and they had to revert everything and go back to the beginning, where they had to rethink the whole strategy. Where should we have our own data centers? So really, one of the advice is try to be ahead of the curve and really work with legal and compliance department. It's not something that we typically do in IT, but it can save you a lot of time and money if you start working with them up front rather than once you're already in the implementation phase. So I guess that would be one of the key recommendations.
Well, it's a fascinating, I think, something that maybe a lot of people, maybe if they're outside of the IT organizations, aren't thinking about it. But even some of the folks inside would need to learn a lot about this newly emerging world of global data privacy. Bénédicte Lambert is a senior manager at Bearing Point. And if you'd like to find out more about some of these issues, can folks go to bearingpoint.com to examine some of these issues?
Sure. There, we do have some information posted on our Intraspec site, and they can definitely find more information there.
Bénédicte, it's been great having you on the podcast today, and hope that we have more discussions on this fascinating world. And thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for your time, Michael.